Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Gift of Gaming podcast, and we're back for another quiz episode. And this time, it's The Critical versus Kevin Brennan, because I don't think we have a
intro for Kevin Brennan. Yeah.
Roll the intro. All right, it's me, your host, Darren Wade, and today I'm joined by Craig the Critical Nolan, and of course, Kevin Brennan. KB, as opposed to KP.
Not confusing at all.
Yeah, yeah. I wish Stefan come up with an intro name for you, Kev. Welcome back. This is your first episode since home from New Zealand, right?
Yeah. It's only like my third episode ever. I'm pretty sure we did two Final Fantasy VII episodes. Nice. And now this, like the Rebirth trailer and probably something else to do with Rebirth.
So you're hoping there's a lot of Final Fantasy related stuff on this.
That's all I got, yeah. I am to Final Fantasy what Daniel is to Zelda, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like that. I mean, maybe I'll workshop it for a little while. You know, maybe during this episode, I'll have a little think. If you
probably
say
something
funny,
single question related to Final Fantasy, and then he has to rewrite the whole thing.
Yeah, on the spot. But before we get into that, because again, this is the funny thing about the quiz is that the last one that we did with Daniel and Andy went swimmingly. I was surprised. I was worried. Like, is this the right amount of questions to fill up in, you know, 50 minutes worth of a podcast? So we had a good bit of chit chat at the front.
I would have thought so. Yeah, I'd hoped so too.
Yeah. And then we made it to. We got into the 50-minute mark after the thing. So in order to fill up some time here, Craig, before we get into the quiz, you watched the Mario Kart Direct, which came out today, correct?
Oh, yeah. I watched it. Yeah, it was... see, when they're showing, like, the tracks and stuff like that, I tended to, like, I'm listening, but I'm kind of looking away at the same time because I don't want too much details, you know? Yeah. But they're just kind of going on about what we already know, you know?
Essentially
what? The world is all connected. Like, the whole island is, like... It looks to me like there are 28 tracks total.
Okay.
And the 28 tracks are basically the island itself. Mm-hmm. And there's kind of like, you know, a few mountains in between type of thing. You know, there's maybe some barren areas and shit like that. But generally, it looks like the 28 tracks are the entirety of that Mario Kart world, which made me a little worried that we might not get any DLC for this.
All they have to do is add in another...
can't add sections to a physical island, you know?
They could add an extra island.
Yeah.
I don't think they would because, you know,
What if a volcano erupted really underwater and it created another landmass for another four tracks, you know?
It's possible. I'd just be worried because the way they've set it up, like, they're like, oh, well, you can take all these different routes and go diagonally or up ways or down, you know, so it's not necessarily the exact same four tracks you have to do in a row.
Yes.
Like, you can go from track A to track D to then, you know, like, because you can drive from place to place. Yep. And, like, okay, if it was on a different island, you couldn't really do that because, like, it's miles and miles away and you have to cross the ocean or whatever. So I'm worried about the whole map layout thing. But the tracks themselves look great. And the new maneuvers you could do look pretty cool. Like, now, if you're holding the drift button while you're going straight, you can let it go, the jump, you know? And I was like, that's an interesting mechanic. Because not only will you get a bit of a boost, but then you can jump over things. You can even jump over a shell that's about to hit you or something
nice,
like that.
Yeah.
So you can kind of play defensively without needing an item type of thing, like, you know. So I was like, all right, that seems pretty cool.
One of the things I was interested in, I was listening to the Kind of Funny Games podcast, and they actually got a hands-on chance with it the day the Switch 2 was announced. But they said it's cool. The weapons have kind of changed a little bit. The Thunder, because it's what
24 racers.
So the Thunder just kind of hits everybody, but just for a small amount of time and only those in front of you, as opposed to hitting the entire track. So it seems that they've, like, with 24 races, you probably have to rebalance.
They have to have done a massive rehaul of the weapons in order from it. That makes sense. But my worry still is that whoever's in first place, if they get any sort of lead on anyone, players 2, 3, and 4 are just going to annihilate each other while player 1 gets... Because that's the biggest weakness of Mario Kart 8 and Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, is that if you're in first place...
You avoid all the chaos.
Nobody can catch you, like, really. Like,
all you need to do is hold an eye.
2, 3, and 4 will always get... A dozen red shells and smash each other to pieces, like, you know. The only thing that can hit you is the blue shell. That's pretty much your only worry in the whole game, and it's just not enough, you know.
Just gotta get lucky in second and get 3 red shells and time and launch mods.
That's the only way you can actually hit first place. Yeah, and by then, realistically, he's been first so long that he'll have a green shell and the green shell behind him, so he can block at least 2 of those shells, you know.
Yeah,
so it's only a 3 reds could hit him, nothing else will.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You're like, that sucks. But anyway, with this new game, what I love is all the different kind of costumes with the characters.
I'm
shocked. Like, apparently you can just drive around and collect them and then you unlock them. I thought they'd be a lot harder to unlock than that, or that they'd be behind paywalls or something. Because, you know, even in Final Fantasy Rebirths, I was dying for the characters to have some extra costumes. But there's fuck all.
Yeah.
And, like, in the Mario Kart games, usually, like, having Mario in the Tanuki outfit meant that was a completely different character, you know? So essentially you have probably 10 versions of Mario, 10 versions of, you know, like lots of different versions of all the characters. Yeah. Aside from there being more than 24, I assume, and there's a load of new ones as well. So you essentially have lots and lots of characters and different potentials and for the costumes.
It seems with the Switch 2, they're kind of going for a little bit more of when they were doing like chat mode and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know,
well,
hey,
that looks terrible.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, it looks rubbish. But in, well, I mean, I think it's,
like,
I think
was
it's
watching it as well.
Nintendo.
Like, they were saying in the video that because the player's face appears above their character. And I was watching the live stream video and they were saying, oh, watch your friends react in real time. And when the friends get hit with a red shell, their portrait rotates around as though they're like, oh, but their face did not change whatsoever. Like, whether it be lag or whether it be the camera just can't pick that up on time.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No one's expression changed whatsoever. So I was expecting a real like, I'm angry. And you can see the angry look on their face. Everyone's faces looked identical when they were hit and when they were not hit, like, you know. So I was like, I don't think the camera is actually capturing.
It's good enough.
It's
yeah.
just doing a quick spin rotation when you're hit, and I'm like, that's pretty lame.
But the Switch 2 seems to be moving a little bit more towards like an online infrastructure for like the Nintendo community, at least with like the game chat and all that kind of stuff. But I think the whole idea is that with 24 racers and it being a bit more online based, it's like they've gone for the customization thing, so you can have like your own kind of, like, I saw Luigi on the main trailer with a, like just like a farmer's straw hat on, and I was like, I want that in him and dungarees, and that's yeah. all I want yeah. like that'll yeah. be perfect
and
for me.
And it looks pretty good yeah. like. But you would think like 24 players, it must be 24 player, right?
No yeah.
Is it not
8 max?
What?
I'm pretty sure it's
that was
8
like
max.
The whole thing in the first trailer, right?
Yeah,
I think there was, like, maybe online you can do the 24, but like,
you have to be able to, right?
No. If you want players in a room, and the max you can have is 8 switches linked up together, and only 2 people per switch can play. So it's a total of 16 players you could potentially
like
get.
Local or whatever.
Yeah, like local. Yeah, yeah. So
that's still pretty impressive though.
Okay, but if 12 people came over here with
you, Craig, I don't even know 12 people.
I know, but like, you can't do it, and it's the same way.
But no, I mean, like, I in fairness, I didn't expect it to be, bring over one switch and
local,
that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, so it, like, when you say 2 people per switch, I'm assuming it's still local players up to 4 people, right?
Yeah. If I put my switch in, we can play 4 player on that. But if we wanted to play with someone else's switch, we couldn't do 4 and 4.
It's two and two.
So yeah, if you want to play 8 player, you need 4 switches, which is bollocks.
Yeah.
That is complete nonsense. And like, there's no reason for that whatsoever. Like, they definitely could have been doing that. But the Switch and the Wii U version had that as well. And I was like, surely with the Switch 2 version, you'll be able to play 8 player with 2 switches. But no, you need 4.
I just kind of, Nintendo, don't ever stop being quirky or weird.
No,
like,
that's,
you know?
That's unacceptable. Like, I hate that. That's absolute nonsense. They're just forcing more people to get the game, like, you know, and everyone's gonna have it, so it's like,
just
it didn't matter, like, you know, just let us play with 2, not have 4 people have to drag their switches over to the friend's house, you know.
Yeah, that's
just reasonable. It's too many. But otherwise, it wasn't didn't expect, other than the levels and the basic track. There wasn't any some cool new modes,
they kind of broke it pretty much all down in that Switch 2.
Yeah, it's got the Grand Prix, it's got the free roam, and it's got that elimination mode.
Yeah.
But it didn't kind of go into it. There might be extra modes, but it didn't go into
it. The elimination mode seems to be incredibly good. The guys who got their hands on, anybody I've watched, they've all said it's just a whole new way to play Mario Kart. It's really intense. And because you go over the course of, like, is it 4 tracks or even more tracks? 6 tracks or something like that, I think, that you cover in that elimination mode. It's really intense. So rather than a race lasting 3 minutes, or it might be a whole 10-minute thing to get through this, and it's intense for 10 minutes because you always have to be above the red line, which it sounds like really
exciting.
There's
probably loads of races where you just barely make it.
You really
have to climb the pack.
Yeah.
And you can't just sit and... I do think that mode could be very, very exciting. And it would have been great if that had been an online 24-player mode, like, you know?
Yeah. Well, you never know.
Maybe.
Kev, are you playing anything at the minute?
Yes. I am... I'm playing a few bits. I was saying to Craig before the podcast, I'm trying to build myself up to my Hard Rebirth playthrough, which is on the list.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, I've been using the VR a lot. So Aiden got the PSVR 2.
Nice.
Been playing a lot of Gran Turismo 7, which is completely different to anything I normally play, but has been really, really fun.
Yeah.
Steering wheel, pedals, VR, and like all the interiors of the cars are perfect. Like, it's a fantastic racing sim. That's been great. And then by myself, I've been playing a lot of Dead Cells over like the last 4 or 5 days. I was actually messaging Chris about it the other day, frothing about how much fun it is. But I was saying, I played it a couple of years ago when I was living nearby, and it was ridiculously entertaining. Eventually, it got old, and I've gotten back into it as like to pass a little bit of time, and I can't stop.
Nice.
It's incredible. And each like playthrough, when you get through the whole thing, is like an hour at a time. Like it's very much I'll just play the first level, which takes like 2 minutes, and then an hour later, you're still sitting there grinding, killing stuff.
Nice.
Amazing game.
Good loop. You love a game with a good loop.
Yeah, really good gameplay loop, and like rewarding. Like even if you do one run, I keep getting to the last boss and dying. I've beat him once, and like every time you beat him, you can increase the difficulty. So I'm on the second difficulty. I've gotten to him a few times, and you die, and it's really frustrating and whatever else. But then you go back and you have like cool new extra weapons and this and that and the other. Like really, really well built roguelike. So that's been fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it. Are you guys ready for your quiz? You guys ready
have
to
we
go
bullshit enough time away for
yeah,
you?
I think we have. I think the rest of
you didn't ask what I was playing. Just because I watched the video doesn't mean I haven't been playing fucking video games. That's bullshit.
Craig. I'm so sorry, Craig. What have you been playing?
I am playing Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, here we go.
I'm doing my playthrough, and it is hella fun.
Yeah?
But what I realized massively is that Red 13 and Kate Sid are not fun characters to use. Mm-hmm. They are just straight up not fun. Do you know, like, over half of Red 13's moves are counters? And I'm like, well, that's pointless. You know, like, one is useful, because none of, like, they can't all be useful. You're just going to counter. And to me, hitting R1 as your hit for it to do no damage is the best thing you could possibly have. So why I need one that hits them with ice shards or dodges and then attacks or does a slightly more powerful attack. Like, there shouldn't be four versions of the counter if I already have one on R1. And I'm like, man, so over half your moveset is rubbish.
Yeah.
You're a shit character. Terribly designed. And he spins around like Sonic. I told you I'd hate him, and I did. And going back on the second playthrough, I'm like, I don't know how people like... Like, I know he's a great character to have, but to play with, he's not fun. And because matches are real... Most of the fights, 90% of the fights in the game are not those ones where you get your synergy attacks. You know, you're fighting like 2-3 enemies that you kill in about 20 seconds and it's over. So you'll never, ever get to your vengeance mode, you know? So it's just like, I'm doing is playing defensive, and then my two other characters have killed everyone.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't even get to use them.
When I'm playing him, I just play as other characters, and he kind of like passively builds up his vengeance mode by himself, and then you can swap over and jump straight into vengeance mode, and then he's a little more fun because you have like
you've got a couple more like
a couple
bit
more moves
deep.
And like Crescent Claw is stronger as a finisher,
but you're right. I never want to build the vengeance bar, but the AI design for him is quite good when you're not playing as him, because in longer battles he does build a vengeance mode at least.
But otherwise, I'm enjoying the playthrough. It's great to go back and doing some of the side activities, because I did my hard playthrough, and in fairness, the hard playthrough is amazing, because if you don't have to ever, like Chadley, other than that one time you spoke to him at the very start of the game where he kind of goes, Cloud, do you remember me? Mm. You can go through the entire game without ever talking to him. And a lot of people have said there's way too much Chadley in this game. You don't ever have to talk to him.
On a
because
hard
if you just go from A to B, it feels like you're playing the original Final Fantasy VII, because if you just stick to the main story, that's all there is. Like, you know, all the extra stuff is optional. And a hard mode, there's no point in
doing
that.
Did you finish your hard mode playthrough?
I did not. I got to the Gungaga boss with the Gi Nanak, is it Natak?
Oh, yeah.
With Barret and Red, and in order to win, they had to follow this very specific strategy. And I went, I don't want to do that. And so, no.
Barret and Red is like, it's a cool combination as far as characters go, but the actual gameplay of being Barret and Red is a bit lackluster.
It sucks because you're Red 13 and you have to play defensively for the first 3 minutes before you can use your vengeance. You know, I'm like, this sucks. I'm not having fun.
And in fairness, that's as far as I got in my... I beat the boss in the Mithril Mine where you have... It's the first time where Barret and Red are kind of like the team.
The team up thing.
And that was as far as I got in my hard mode, because that was... I found that so difficult that when I beat it, I was kind of exhausted from the game. That I was like, I need... And like, in fairness, I finished 7 Rebirth and then immediately went into my hard mode. And by the time I beat him, I was like, I've played this game too much. I need to step away.
I knew when I finished the first one, like... Finishing the actual game, I think I was 115 hours or something. And then I did all the Chadley challenges, and that took me like 25 hours. Like, it was just a constant grind. And then I was thinking about starting the game again. I was like, no, I need to just revisit this in like a year, which is where I am now.
Nice. Getting ready.
So soon. But now I'm playing Dead Cells, so whatever.
Craig, has your thirst for speaking about games been satiated? Will I start the
quiz?
Yes,
we can start the thing now. Thank you for giving my moment.
You're most welcome. All right, gentlemen. It is the Gift of Gaming podcast quiz series round two. And this is the second quiz. We're not going straight into round two. Round one comes first, obviously. And round one in this quiz is known as the warm-up round, where I have selected questions based on the games that I know you guys have played.
Oh, no.
So how round one works...
I'm still going to fuck it up.
...is I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to ask you a question, and you can choose one of three options. You can choose to go for the 5 points, which is just giving me a straight answer. When you hear the question, give me a straight answer. 5 points. If you can't do that, you can opt for the multiple choice, which will only be 3 points if you get the answer correct. Okay. On the multiple choice.
That's pretty good.
If you're still struggling on the multiple choice, you'll get 1 point for I'll drop it down to a 50-50 option.
Wow.
I'll give you half the letters.
So that's how this round works. So you'll get there'll be point, as long as you're getting a right answer, no matter which way you do it, you're still getting points.
We
so
both get the same question each time.
No. These
what?
Are no these
so what if you give him really easy
buzz.
Ones or maybe really
buzzers.
Hard ones?
You'd be able to buzz.
I
in.
Feel like I've developed
you
this to
feel?
Be Yeah. I feel good about this. Don't worry about it, man. There was no complaints.
I really hope I get
in
really
his head,
easy questions.
He's just gonna try and balance this. Like, yeah. If you acting like a gobshite, he's gonna help you out massively.
No, the questions are in front of me. I can't change them all. So we'll go to the very first question of today's quiz, and we'll go to Kevin first.
Okay.
So Kevin.
Yeah.
What is the name of the sushi chef you work with in Dave the Diver?
Oh.
For 5 points, if you can answer me straight.
It's annoying. I'm pretty sure I can answer you straight, but now I'm doubting myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's like, it rhymes with Django, but I have to run through the letters. Bango, bango, tango, dango. I'm pretty sure it's bango, but I need to...
Now,
sushi.
The one thing I will say about this round is, if you're not sure, you can go from trying to get 5 points to going from zero, you know, by getting it wrong, or you can opt to just go down a level and maybe guarantee yourself 3 points or 1 point.
It's definitely not. It's not bango.
Because if he says something, it's just he's either right or wrong.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Hit me with the multiple choice.
Okay, your options are A, Bancho.
Bancho, that's it. That's the answer.
All right, 3 points.
What were the other options? Cancho and Dancho.
No, B, Cobra, C, Yoshi, or D, Pastro were all characters in Dave the Diver. Yeah,
I actually wouldn't have got that. I was like, Benny, Banshee.
I knew it was a B. I was like, Bango was,
So we'll go to you, Craig, for your first question.
Yep.
What is the code name of the cat that aids you in Persona 5?
The cat that aids me. Well, the cat's name. I know what the cat's name is. The cat's name is Morgana, and its thing is, its persona is Zoro.
So I'm not looking for its persona per se.
No, that's Zoro. He got it wrong.
I mean, that is
no. Go on.
What's the question?
What is the code name of the cat that aids you in Persona 5? So, and this is the first question, so I'll warm you up nice and easy. So in Persona 5, you know that they all have their
like
names.
So
when
like
they go
Joker
into,
and like
exactly.
Yeah, okay, I get you. They always call him Morgana. Let's see.
Would you like the option of a multiple choice?
Give me a sec. Although I hate having like dead air on the podcast.
No, it's okay. I'll just talk to Kev. Kev, do you think he's going to get this question?
Absolutely perfectionist now. I think he's struggling. I can see it in his eyes. He's panicking.
Yeah, give me the multiple choice because I'm just thinking Morgana. But that's the actual cat's name.
That's the cat's name. That is correct. So your multiple choice is A, Fox, B, Queen, C, Mona, or D, Skull.
Oh, it's Mona, yeah.
Nice. 3 points.
I don't think I would have got that though.
The multiple choice is extremely helpful.
Yeah. All right, Kev. All right. Come back to you. Question two. How many playable characters are there in Crash Team Racing?
Oh, God. How many playable characters?
Yeah. You have a good chunk of hours in Crash Team Racing,
I know,
judging by your profile
on. Like 4 years. That's really difficult. I feel like it's definitely less than Mario because it's a ripoff of Mario Kart, an excellent ripoff.
Yeah, what I will say
the best
is,
Mario Kart clone. Crash Team Racing is a fantastic game.
The latest Sonic game
is
supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, that
was the best one I've played, and that's the only one I've played. So,
so it's technically the worst one.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm trying to think. There's Crash, Coco, Tiny. There's the Crocodile dude. I'm not going to get this. Multiple choice, me.
Multiple choice. Okay, your options are A, 10, B, 12. Oh, C, God. 14. Or D, 16.
That's not helpful.
That's one
at
of
all.
Those multiple choice ones that doesn't help you.
No. Not at all, at all. 16 seems like too many and 10 seems like too few.
What I will say in this situation is this includes the characters that you have at the beginning and the characters you unlock while you play through the game. I'm not talking about like your startup options, the full collection.
So this
collection.
Is the full roster even when you've unlocked everything?
Yes.
Jesus, that's shit. How can they possibly be like like on Mario Kart level and with so
it's
few?
A great game. It's well, the actual gameplay is fantastic.
Yeah, Mario Kart 8 has well over 30 characters.
Great, you should answer his question, right? Stop shitting on all his games.
Oh, God.
Now, Kev, you can go for a 50-50 for 1 point.
Yeah, but the 50-50 is going to be like 12 or 14 now. I feel like it's 12, but I'm... And 1 point is so few. It's not really that much better than zero, so I'm going to say...
16.
16 your final answer?
Yeah.
Correct, 3 points.
Ah, yes!
Hey, well done.
I changed it last second, perfect.
Craig, we go to your question two. What is the main villain in Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain?
Ooh.
Sorry, who was the main villain? I don't know if I said what. Yeah.
Is this one of those ones where I need the code name again?
I think this character only has one name.
Oh.
As far as I know, I never finished it. It was fun gameplay. I hated the story.
Ah. I can like picture him exactly, but I don't remember what his
name
is.
The one with that has the like outrageously long cutscenes, right? Phantom
four,
Pain?
Four
they
has,
all have that. Yeah, all have. Two has a cutscene that's over an hour long.
Four has the record, I still think, for the longest cutscene in video game history. Yeah.
Oh.
Do you want to go multiple choice?
Yeah.
Okay, your choices are A, Vulgan, B, Skullface, C, Psycho Mantis, or D, Liquid.
It's Skullface.
Nice. 3 points. Gentlemen, multiple no choice. One has... Yeah, multiple choice all around. So
I mean, in my head, I was like, he's the guy with the skull face. That's what I literally said.
That's what you're thinking.
I didn't think he was called that.
Okay, if we go to your third question. Who is the main developer of Apex Legends?
Oh. The developer?
Yes.
Because it was published by EA. Mm-hmm. But I don't know...
Thank God that's your question. Jesus.
Well, it's my question because I've played a lot of Apex Legends, I suppose. Yeah. I'm going to have to multiple choice it again because I don't.
Your choices are A, Gorilla, B, Aspire, C, Respawn, or D,
it's Respawn.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Three points. Craig, we come to your question number three. Who developed Among Us? You know that fun game where we all murder people on a spaceship that you loved?
I absolutely
And you've seen the developer come up on screen every single time you've played that game.
Probably.
That's what I was like with Apex, though. In a moment, the multiple choice came out. I'm like, it's recent.
Yeah, I'll know it.
You'll know
it before,
yeah.
Probably. But I don't think I will. No, yeah, give me the multiple choice.
Okay, for 3 points, you are now at A, Housemark, B, Inner Sloth, C, Midway Games, or D, Niantic.
Ah, Inner Sloth.
Nice, 3 points.
Nice.
I do remember seeing that.
What's Niantic? I know
Niantic. Do the Pokemon Go.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
They do all those kind of the Go games, I think. Kevin, question four.
How many questions are there?
There's 5 questions for the first round. So your question number four is, what was the most recent Final Fantasy XIV A Realm Reborn expansion?
Oh, no. All of these questions. I should know this.
I mean,
I
looked at them and when I was coming up with this question, I kind of said, oh, I thought it was obvious to me. And then I read it and I was like, oh, actually, yeah. No, I should have known better.
I occasionally look at Final Fantasy XIV stuff fondly because I'm always tempted to get back into
it. Oh, man,
it's so much fun. Yeah. And now there's so many expansions because I know they're on like expansion 5 or something, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you still going with that?
Yeah, I think there's 2 free ones. Like, yeah, massive support for years.
They finished it, or we thought they'd finished it, and they were like, hey, here's some more classes and a whole new, you know, I don't know how many hours fucking expansion to the game. And everyone was like, hooray.
Well, isn't that the Final Fantasy 16 team? Who like made that?
Yes.
Like, how are they still able to go back on that if they've already moved on?
Was it the whole team or was it? I thought like some of the team or like the music or something was inspired. There was some.
Oh, maybe it was
some
the
element of
composers
them
for 14.
Maybe it was.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because there are a lot of the big boss battles do feel like 14, like noticeably. Multiple choice me.
All right. A, Dawn Trail. B, Stormblood. C, Shadowbringers. Or D, Endwalker.
Oh, God. Endwalker sounds likely, doesn't it? Considering it has End in the name. Say them again.
A, Dawn Trail. B, Stormblood. C, Shadowbringers, or D, Endwalker?
That's so hard. I'm going to go with Endwalker because I thought of it first, but I don't think
I'm afraid that is the
incorrect. Is it Dawn Trails?
It's Dawn Trails.
Oh! Yeah. I knew it was Dawn Trails.
Craig, your question number 4. There are 4 fighting stances in Ghost of Tsushima. Stone, water, wind, and...
Stone,
water,
wind.
And one other. But one other.
Dang. I don't remember the names of the fucking stances.
Thank God.
Stone.
I needed this.
Water, wind. It sucks because in every other game it would be fire.
Yeah, like, that's what my first instinct was, fire.
This. Stone, water, wind. It wouldn't make any sense for there to be a fire stance. Stone, because it's kind of rocky. You know, the water, you kind of flick.
Like I was going through the stances here in front of us.
I can remember exactly how the water stance. It's like a flurry of like...
It's kind of parry job, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of a parry type job. The stone is more grounded. Did you say air?
I said stone, water, wind.
Stone, water, wind.
And one more.
Damn! You purposely didn't pick that fourth one, right?
But
the other three are the easier ones to get.
So if
I do guess an element, I'm going to be wrong because that's a trick.
Yeah.
Like you purposely saw three elements and then went, oh, that's the harder one to get. So give me the multiple choice.
Your choices are fire, sun, moon, or sand.
Damn it.
Yes. Yes.
It's definitely not fire because I remembered that. Sun is possible. Sun, moon, was that what you said?
Sun, moon, and sand.
Okay, it's not sand and it's not fire. It could be sun or moon.
Daytime or nighttime? What's your choice?
Based on the other ones, I'll go sun.
Is the incorrect
answer.
Was it moon? Was it?
It was moon.
Fuck, we already have water. Yeah. Why would moon be the answer?
Those questions are funny as well because you know if you went to the 50-50, it would have been like, those is it two? Sun or moon?
Would it have been those
like, who wants to be a millionaire?
So for Kev's 50-50 and the last one, it was going to be Dawn Trail or Endwalker, and your 50-50 was sun or moon.
Classic.
Yeah.
Bollocks.
Kev, your final question in our warm-up round. Which Halo game released after Halo Reach?
Ooh. I'm pretty... It's either ODST or 4.
Okay, all right.
I feel like it's ODST or 4. I'm trying to think. So, like, they were all... I stopped playing after Reach, and I'm pretty sure ODST came before that. And if I multiple choice at ODST and 4 are both going to be on it, I am going to say Halo 4.
That is the correct answer.
Yes!
5 points. Excellently done. A straight answer. The first one of the round. Craig, your final question of the first round.
Do it.
What was the name of the group whom Abby was a part of during the events of The Last of Us Part 2?
No spoilers. I haven't watched the show.
Oh, damn.
Who Abby was with?
Yeah, Abby and her pals. She was part of a group, like a legitimate, what would you say? Faction or organization? Organization is probably a better
word.
Do
you mean past tense or present tense?
During the events, when you're playing as Abby in The Last of Us Part 2, she is part of a group in that moment.
Known as the Wolves. Is that enough of an answer?
That is not what I have here, so I think I'm going to have to
They're
give you...
They're known as the Wolves from everyone. Like, even the Seraphans call them the Wolves. They go, Wolf! You know?
Maybe that is... Oh, you know, that's... Well, okay.
Is it an acronym for it, then?
It's probably an acronym for it, yeah. It looks like it's an acronym for it, yeah. Yeah. So, I'm tempted to give you... If you can guess, I'll give you the 5 points. If you can't, I'll give you 3 points for that, and I'll let you know what the answer is. So, if you know what Wolf is an acronym
for... No, multiple choice. Because then you might get it in the, you know, well, you might get it from the acronym ones. That way.
What does Wolf stand for?
Damn it. I think it's World Something Liberation Front, but...
Now, are you sure you want to go with this or do you want to go multiple choice?
I got the multiple choice because I've...
A, the whole wolf thing. The Washington Liberation Front. B, the Fireflies. C, the Seraphites. Or D, Fedra.
It's the Washington Liberation
There you go.
Front.
Nice. Yeah, 3 points.
Very good answer. Excellent. Yeah. Done. Very good answer.
Gentlemen, we go to round two. Round two is a round I change based on who is taking part in the quiz. Round two is known as the Final Fantasy Face-Off.
Oh, God. I'm doing.
So this is an interesting one. You each get to take a turn in choosing either a 3-point question or a 5-point question from Final Fantasy VII through to 16. So what we'll do is, I suppose we might go for, seeing as Craig is just slightly behind on points, we'll let him go first. But what you get to do is you can choose. There's only two per game. So for Final Fantasy VII, there's a 3-point and a 5-point. Eighth is a 3-point and a 5-point, so on and so forth.
Oh,
when
I
you
like
pick
this.
When it's knocked out.
Are they all different Final Fantasy games each?
Oh, Final Fantasy VII, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, all the way to 16, not including 14. Because just being an online one, I went for the straight story ones.
Okay.
So Craig, we'll let you go first. So between Final Fantasy VII all the way up to 16, not including Final Fantasy XIV, you get to choose an easy question or a slightly hard, I wouldn't say a hard, maybe some of them are hard, I wouldn't say a hard question, but a slightly harder question.
Okay.
And once you choose it, that one's knocked off the board, you know?
Okay. I'll go with 7 then, just because it's the first
For three
one,
points right? or 5 points?
5 points.
Okay, for the 5-point question, name Aerith's final limit break.
Not a hard question, you motherfucker.
So this one is now knocked off the board.
I can see it and I know what it does.
I can see it and I know what it does as well. She murders herself to resurrect the other two.
And it's known as...
Noble Sacrifice?
Incorrect. The correct answer was Great Gospel.
Never would have got that.
I knew Gospel was in there. I wouldn't have gotten Great Gospel, though.
Kev, we turn to you.
I think her weapon is called the Noble Sacrifice. Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah.
We turn to you now. You can choose a 5-point or a 3-point question from any game with the exception of 7, because the 5-point is now gone from 7.
I will take the 3-point from 7.
Nice.
Because that's my best chance.
This is who was the father of Red 13?
Seto.
Very good. 3 points to Queeveen Bagoon. All right. Craig, we turn to you. Where'd you like to go? 7 is now off the board.
Let's go 8.
For 5 or for 3?
It's 5 again.
Okay. Can you name one of the finishing moves of Renzo Kukin that's not including Lionheart?
Blasting Zone.
Very good. It's 5 points.
Very good answer.
Yeah.
Very good answer. I wouldn't have gotten that.
Faded Circle.
I instantly was like, Lionheart.
Renzo Kukin, Faded Circle, yep. Blasting Zone, and Lionheart. They're the four.
Yeah. That's exactly it. There's no extra points, though. I just said one. Kevin, where would you like to go from here?
I'm kind of tempted to just follow Craig, because now my head's in the 8.
In the
well, but then I could get a 5.
You are winning.
Yeah. And I am winning.
You can coast.
But it is more fun.
But I can only coast for so long until you catch up. Can I go for a 5-point from 10?
A 5-point from 10.
Final Fantasy 10.
Absolutely. The Besaid Oryx are Waka's Blitzball team.
Damn. It's like, Waka's Blitzball team.
Name two other teams.
Ah, easy.
Two other teams.
Yeah.
Oh, I should know.
I know all of them.
No. God, there's the Guado guys.
Yeah.
That's their name.
I need
the Guado guys.
Very good.
Give me that question.
I'm glad I stole it from you at the very least, even if I get it wrong. Oh man. I should definitely know this.
There are two other teams. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One, two.
There's 6 total.
There's 6 total. So there's 5 out there. I need you to name 2 of them.
I'm writing down all the like races of people, mm-hmm. and I know the names are often based around those, but I am drawing such a blank.
Just pass. Give me it.
No, I can't pass.
So there'll be no passes in this round. You get a chance to steal questions later on in the quiz.
Do
don't
I?
Worry. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
He gets a chance to steal questions back.
But not this
round. Not this round. This is later on in the quiz.
So I can never get this question.
Like,
no.
Damn.
Oh, no. I'm doomed. I'm going to make a couple of guesses that I know once I get one wrong.
Yeah.
When he does get the wrong answer anyway.
Of course he can.
So there's like the Guados, the Ronso, there's the Albed team.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Besaid Aurochs.
Yeah. And there's two. Yeah, well, I can't say anything.
No, you can't say anything. It's okay. Yeah. Okay, well, you. I'm gonna say them, get them wrong, and then Craig, you correct.
Go through them.
The Guado Glories.
That is one.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Oh,
if you can
God.
Answer one more, you'll get the 5 points.
Okay, hold on. I'm also conscious of dead time, but like I'm close.
No, it's okay. I'll be able to fill it in. Don't you worry.
It was the Guado Glories.
Mm-hmm. The Guado guys,
Ronso, the rambunctious Ronsos. That's not my answer.
sorry, Kevin. I have to take that.
The Albed were called. It's annoying because I feel like if I could think of one of the other two teams, like. Where
the ones
they
that
were
you've
based,
missed. Yeah.
I could probably figure it out. Ronso Raiders.
Oh, I'm afraid the correct answer was
Ronso
Greg.
Fangs, Guado Glories, Fangs, the Albed Sykes, and the Killica Sykes. Beasts.
You're missing one more. There's one more team.
There's one more team. So there's Albed, the Luca Goers.
Nice, there you are.
The Goers are taunting the
world. Yeah, the Luca Goers. I would have the Killica and the Luca ones, I think I would have gotten if I had remembered them.
The name Killica.
Yeah, I got Ronso and Albed as well. Albed Sykes, you said.
Yeah. Albed Sykes, yeah. Craig, we turn to you now. There's only 3 points available for 10, but we've got some stuff from 8, 9, 12, 13. Take your poison.
Give me the 3-pointer from 10, though, I suppose.
Okay. What is the name of Seymour's Aeon?
Anima.
Oh, what?
It's the 3-point question.
That was a 3-pointer.
Oh, I should have gone for that.
All right. Excellent. That's 10 now out of the running. Kevin, where would you like to go from here?
So was Craig's 8 question the hard one or the easy one?
Craig took the 5-point question for 8.
I can definitely get 3. Give me the 3-point for 8.
What is the name of the Balaam's rival garden?
Oh my God.
What?
I've drawn such a blank. It's G. Oh my God.
They go to war with them.
I know. And the cutscene's so cool.
Yeah, cutscene is great. One of my favorite
so cool.
video game cutscenes.
Oh, I hate myself so much. Balaam Galbadia.
Correct. Yeah.
That would have been embarrassing.
Well done.
Craig,
such an easy question.
Yeah.
We turn to you now.
The 7 or the 5 and the 3 are gone from both 7 and
7
8.
And 8.
7
and
8 and 9 are all completely
7 8
gone.
And 10.
Oh, 7
9
10, yeah.
9 and the rest are still
at its choices. Sorry to interrupt. 9 12 13 15 16.
Correct.
11's not in there.
11's not in there. 14
cuz I would have no clue. No.
I'll take the 3 pointer for 9.
Steiner is the captain of what group?
The Knights of Pluto.
Correct. 3.
Oh, very
points.
Good answer. I wouldn't have gotten that actually.
Kev, we come to you.
Which makes me doubtful about going for the 5, but I kind of want it anyway. 5, 12, I'm going to be crap at. 13, maybe. 15, actually 16. I'm just going to... Let's stick with the game. Give me the 5-pointer for 9.
Okay. What is the name of Vivi's adopted father? Now, this one was, I'd say this is probably up there with one of the hardest questions I have in this whole round. It's pretty obscure.
I don't know. I'm going to say.
I actually think I know it.
His name is.
Vivo.
Vivo.
Oviv. I don't know. Otto.
No.
Is it Quay or something like that?
Close. The correct answer is Quan.
Quan.
Yeah. It's there
because he's part of Quayne's race. Remember, he's the guy the long
time. And the only reason he looks after Vivi is because he can't wait for Vivi to grow up so he can eat Vivi.
Yeah.
But Vivi never gets any taller, so he just stays as his kid.
No, it's great.
Craig, we come to you. We've got 12, 13, 15, and 16 left.
Ugh, they're all shit. Well, 15 and 16 aren't terrible, but 12 and 13 are. I'll take the 3-pointer for 15.
3-pointer for 15. Who is the main villain of Final Fantasy 15?
Ugh.
Oh.
Do you know that?
I can see him. Who wears that stupid hat?
I never completed it, so.
Really?
Yeah, I never.
Great ending.
Great ending. Yeah. The game struggles in parts, but it crawls back.
There's
no
multiple choice thing option on these, is there? Yeah, I just straight up don't know. So, I don't think I even met him. He's not the guy who, you know, when you're at that water area, he comes to talk to you. And
who knows?
Who knows? Yeah.
Not me.
I don't even know who's next.
I have no idea.
Kev, do you know?
No. Does it begin with A?
It begins with A.
No.
The correct answer is Arden.
Arden.
Mm. Kev, we come to you.
Give me a three-pointer for 16.
Three-pointer for 16. What are the summons referred to as in Final Fantasy 16?
My brain. Completely blank. Not Eidolons, that's nine. The summons are... I was like, I played this so recently, but it is 2 years ago. Oh my god. It's summons in seven. It's GFs in eight. It's Eidolons in nine.
They're weird when they rename them every single time.
Is it Aeons again? No, it's not Aeons. It's not Eidolons. I don't know. Aeons, I don't know.
Incorrect. Craig, do you happen to know?
Is it Echeons?
Icons, but yeah, I think you're Icons, but spelled like Echeons. Yeah. Craig, we come to you.
What's left, sorry?
We have a 5 point for 15 and a 5 point for 16, and we still have 3 and 5 from 12 and 13 Final Fantasies.
I don't think I could... I played 12 like a couple of years ago, but it's so shit that like I don't think I can remember a single name.
I know
in that.
Very little from that.
Like, I hated it. Like, even if you were to say he was fucking Baltier's friend, it's Fran, but like, yeah. Beyond that, I don't know. I could name maybe the cast.
Yeah.
So give me was the 3-pointer for 16 there?
The 3-pointer is what Kev had.
Okay, shit. Sorry, say what's left again.
There's a 5-point for 15, a 5-point for 16, and then 3 and 5 is still available for Final Fantasy 12 and Final Fantasy 13.
I don't think I'll get any of these. Give me the 5 for 16. Maybe there's a chance.
The 5 for 16. Who had the power of Garuda prior to Clive in Final Fantasy 16? They were a pretty cool character. I liked them.
Yeah.
Is this one you know, Kev?
No, don't remember their name. Concede them.
Yeah.
Know who you're talking about.
Immediately picture her.
Yeah. Nice, okay. Yeah, you're onto it.
I was using the non-binary to not give him a clue.
He's there
them.
Now. They, them.
I just have the big Titan guy says her name all the time, but I just have to remember him talking.
Mm-hmm.
I think it begins with a B.
He's working it out, man. You can see the clogs turning there. He's approaching. An answer, whether it's correct or incorrect.
Did you say clogs, Sterling? Like little wooden clogs in his head.
It's hard because they all have stupid. Like, it's a long
tap dancing Dutchman.
The lights are on, but no one was home.
Oh, it was on the tip of my tongue. Oh, let's see. What's it?
Do you think you know, Craig?
Blonde haired girl. Bitch.
She's pretty mean. Yeah. But what is her name?
All I can think of are Benny Jesserit because of the Doom talk. But I think it's close to that. But that's all I can put in my head now. Just like that evil witch, Benny Jesserit.
I have to push it for an answer.
Say it. What is it? I don't know.
The correct answer is Benedicta.
Benedicta.
Oh,
you're right,
Benny
Jesserit. You're right. Benedicta.
You're on the road there. Kev, we turn to you.
Give me a 3 for 13.
3 for 13. Apart from Lightning, name two other party members in Final Fantasy 13.
I'm doomed. Doomed.
I don't know.
There is Snow.
That is correct. You need to name one more for the 3 points.
Mostly dude with blonde hair. God.
There's a character
named
Snow.
Black guy who turns into a car. Yeah. And then there's... Is there someone on rollerblades or something? It's an outrageous game.
It's been so many years since I played 13.
Lightning,
such a bad game.
Snow. There's someone, I keep thinking of Van,
elements.
But Van's from 12.
Van's
there's
from
someone 12. Who's like Van, like a young guy. Hmm. And it's not another thing.
As much as I hate this game, I wouldn't have got Snow, but I do know one.
Oh, you know another one?
Yeah.
Can we split the points if he gives the other one? We have a point and a half each.
Absolutely not.
Why not? Because that'll benefit me since it's his question.
Yeah, that, right. That's what I mean. Yeah. We're playing this fair.
Snow and... Oh, and there's the girl with the pink hair. I don't.
That's whose name I know.
Is it? Alyssa. I don't know.
Incorrect. Craig, do you have another name?
Sarah.
Sarah is actually not one of the party members in 13, but she does become a party member in the sequel to Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, I would have got it wrong.
Nice. The team names are Snow, Vanille.
Vanille, that's
was
what
your
I was
van. Yeah. Saz, who's got the little chocobo.
Yeah.
Who's Hope, the afro guy?
That's Saz.
Oh, that's Saz.
Yeah. Hope and Fang.
Hope. And Fang. Oh, look, Fang.
Who the hell is Fang?
Fang's, she's got like long, dark hair. She looks like Gajeel out of Fairy Tale. Did you ever watch Fairy Tale?
Gajeel. I love Fairy Tale.
He's the iron dragon dude or whatever.
Yeah, that's me. He's my code name, Gajeel.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Fang is the Fang is 13's dragoon, essentially, you know. Yes. In terms of
that's pretty cool, but that's still a shit game. I don't want to play it. Yeah.
Well, Craig, we come to you. We have got the 5 point from Final Fantasy 15 and 13 left, and the 3 and 5 from 12. I can see which one is everyone's favorite here. The fact that 12 has not been attempted.
Give me the 3 pointer from 12. Maybe I could get that. There's no way I can.
What are the limit breaks known as in Final Fantasy 12?
What limit breaks? I don't remember ever having a limit break. You barely do anything in that game. What are the limit breaks called?
Yes. Well, I mean, in terms of like that game's version of a limit break, like their special move.
I don't remember ever using a limit break in that game.
Oh, I do. Because I'm not going to say anything.
In case
I jog Craig's memory.
Okay. Damn. So they barely even had skills. You just had gambits.
I mean, your character will attack if an enemy's over 70% health.
Nonsense.
You can tell Craig enjoyed his recent playthrough of Final Fantasy.
So bad. It wasn't that recent, I suppose, but I should.
A lot of people love 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're idiots.
I need to give, and they're fooling themselves.
They don't. They're liars.
I need to give 12 another chance. I just because it's been so long since I played it, just to see myself. Any answer?
What's the limit break called? So yeah. It can't be called limit break.
No, it's not called limit break. I will let you know that much. It's not called limit break.
Ah, damn. So I could trick him into giving me something. What's it called? I don't know. Break.
It's actually there. Kev, do you know by any chance?
No, I don't know. I remember because it's like you go cycle through them and you have to press like button combinations to like move to the next one in the cycle.
Yeah, they're called quickenings.
Quickenings.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah. Mm.
Kevin, we turn to you. We have a 5 points or all that's left. 5 points from 12, 13, or 15.
Go for 15. I'm doomed anyway.
What kingdom is Noctis from?
Ugh.
You know it's going to be some made up word that is absolute gibberish.
I know. He's the one that has all the magic, which is the whole concept. Which is why the Versus 13 trailer, when it came out, was so amazing.
Yes.
And everyone's there with like tanks and guns, and he's just teleporting around.
That's for 13 Versus, though,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but it's the same, became 15 or whatever. I don't know.
The correct answer is Lucius, the Kingdom of Lucius.
Wouldn't have got that.
Craig, we turn to you. You have a choice of the 5 points.
Just get them wrong,
13,
so we can move on.
5 points from 12.
I couldn't get the. I don't pick for me. I don't care. They're both shit.
I need you to see which one you want to try.
12, I guess.
What is the name of Balthier and Fran's airship?
Damn. Well, all the other airships in the game are named after summons. Like, there's the Ifrit, there's the Leviathan, there's the Shiva. But would theirs be named after a summon? Probably not.
Are the summons in 12 named after... Are the airships in 12 named after summons?
The fact that you're asking me that means it's obviously not the answer for this one.
Or is it?
Or is it? And he's just done a little... Oh, is that the way it is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I'll just say a Leviathan just in case.
That is the incorrect answer. The correct answer was called the Strahl.
Yeah,
I would have said Highwind, been wrong.
Kevin, we come to you for the last question of this round.
13, 5 points.
Five points for 13. What are the people who are chosen by the agents of gods who are feared by the people known as?
Judges?
No.
Oh.
That was 12.
That was 12.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Lassie.
Oh yeah, did I see the little tattoo?
Yeah. Damn. So you know.
If I thought about it, I might have gotten that. But I jumped straight to judges. I thought that was. Are the baddies in 13 not also judges?
They might be, but
you don't even know.
I can't remember.
You've looked up these very specific things, but you don't know anything about 13 either.
So the Lassie one, when I read it, I was like, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But in terms of, I wasn't coming up and like, oh, Lassie, that'll be a good question. I'm not that good at Final Fantasy. Round 3 is a quick fire round. It's called because I think what's our time on this? Do we need
probably?
We need to crank this up. Okay, round 3. Tell me the year. Okay, this is kind of very 50-50.
2025.
No. You'll each get a question. Okay. Yeah. So what we have here is I'm going to give you a game and I'm going to give you 2 years in which it could have been released. You have to tell me which year it was released.
Okay.
Kevin, we'll go to you for the first one. Fable on the Xbox, the original Fable. Was it 2004 or 2006?
2006.
Incorrect. It was 2004.
Damn.
I would have guessed 2004.
Oh, I wasn't born. I was like, yeah, no.
Craig, 14. Banjo-Kazooie. 1998 or 1999?
Oh, you fucker. That's practically hard. The same thing. And what country? Because, you know? Like, both answers are correct.
Well, from my research, only one answer is correct.
Which country?
Its original release, let's say.
Oh, so the Japanese launch?
Yeah.
So I'll say 98 then.
Oh, very good. 1 point. That meant something.
Thank God. If he'd said EU, I would have definitely said 99.
Yeah.
Kev, we come to you. Gears of War 3, 2000 and... Sorry?
No, I was just going to ask, how many points are these?
There's 1 point for each of these.
Good.
Gears of War 3, 2010 or 2011?
Okay, hold on. I will be quick. 2010, I was 18. 2011, I was 19. That doesn't help at all. I am going to guess 2011.
Correct.
Yes. Which game is this?
Gears of War 3.
Oh, yeah. Gears of War 2 was out in 2009 for sure. Yeah. I was like, what? That's outrageous.
Craig, in what year was Call of Duty Warzone released? Warzone. 2019 or 2020?
The pandemic was 2020, but I'm pretty sure it was already out then. So 2019.
Correct answer is 2020.
Had it just come out?
I think it had just come out at the start of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very convenient for the pandemic. Same as Remake coming out on April that year.
Animal Crossing, I think, was a year into the whenever it was.
Amazing.
Kevin, Tekken 4, 2001 or 2003?
We went from 3, I think it went 3, 4 tag. 2000, wait, it would have been 9. 9, 11. 2000 and... What are the options?
2001 or 2003?
2001, 9, 2003, 11. I'm going to say 2003.
Correct answer was 2001.
What? Right.
Yeah.
Dang.
Craig, we come to you now. Final Fantasy 12.
Fuck, Darren. Why did you ask me that one?
2004 or 2006?
Okay. Final Fantasy 12. Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy 10. Came out, I think, in like 2002. What were my options?
2004 or 2006?
2 years later. Because it was 10. 10-2 came out before 12. And 12 came out ages later. 2004, 2006. I think 2004 is too soon because X2, I think, would have been 2 years later. And then 12 would have been probably... couple of years after that, so I'll say 2006.
Correct answer.
Yes.
Well, nice. Reason.
Kevin,
yep.
Civ 6.
Oh.
2015 or 2016?
The whole 1 year thing makes it so difficult. Oh, I see it every time I open it up at the bottom for Firaxis. 2015.
Is the incorrect
damn.
Answer.
I'm at 2016.
Greg, we come to you. Your second last one. The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. The year 2000 or the year 2002?
2000.
It's the correct answer. Kevin, for your final one of this round,
mm-hmm.
Pokemon Silver, 1999 Ooh. Or 2000?
Again, so difficult with 1 year.
Yeah, I like was when I gives the one with a gap of...
Yeah, with 2 years? Yeah.
Yeah,
like, was I seven or
you
eight?
You each got like, I think it's two, you each got two or three 2 years, but then you got the two hard ones of the 1 year, you know? Right. It's all fair, Craig.
I wasn't
don't
saying
worry.
It wasn't fair. I just prefer it.
What were the options again?
2000 or 1999.
And again, he's probably went with the Japanese.
8 years old, I know.
If that's important.
It's the initial, the very first release of the game.
99.
Is the incorrect answer. It was 2000.
Damn
was
it, Craig, you threw me off.
I would have got that wrong as well.
Craig, we come to you for the final question. Pokemon Ruby, 2002 or 2004?
Fuck. Okay. So, Gold and Silver were 2000. So, in 2000, by all logic, that would mean that in 2001 was the release of Gold, Silver, and... What was the third one? Not that it matters.
I can't say anything.
There's
here.
Usually a Pokemon game every year. So if Gold and Silver were 2000 and then the third one was 2001, then it would stand to reason that Ruby and Sapphire would be 2002.
Is the incorrect answer.
2004, was it?
Yeah.
4 years later.
Yeah. That's what Google told me.
Okay.
Fair.
All right. We come to round four, my favorite round. You've both been given a sheet of paper and a pen. This round is called Kingdom Hearts is Right. It's a play on the word light. That's a quote from the first game. See what I did there? Good. Yeah, it's in quotations. You can't see that because I'm reading it. So this is where I will read out the same question. You're both answering off the same question, which is why you have a sheet in front of you, and we will revisit the answers afterwards. Each question is worth kind of a variety of different kinds of points. It's not standard throughout. But we'll go for question number one in the Kingdom Hearts Is Right round. Question number one. In Kingdom Hearts, 358 over 2 days.
Fuck off. Oh my God. That's a joke, wasn't it? That's not actually
a question.
Is it?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Let me finish the question. Roxas and Axel become great friends with a new Keyblade wielder of Organization 13. Unfortunately, it turns out she must disappear forever in order for Sora to regain his memories. What is her name? This is my favorite round.
This is the stupidest round.
So bad. I actually know the answer to that somehow.
What?
Yeah. But it's still a bullshit question.
I love it.
And I'd rather throw this all around the way.
I love the anger this round invokes in people. It's great.
All right. I made a guess.
Okay. Craig, can I have your answer, please?
Xion.
And Kev, can I have your answer, please?
I said Azure.
Xion is correct. Craig, 3 points for that answer.
3 points?
Yep. Aww. Now, question number.
That's bullshit. Craig knows it.
I can't believe if I beat you by 3 points or something, I'll be furious.
Question number two. Which Kingdom Hearts game has the third highest score of 83 on Metacritic?
The third highest score.
Yeah. The third highest rated Kingdom Hearts game got a score of 83. What Kingdom Hearts game was that?
The third highest.
Mm hmm.
So many. What's the first highest games in between?
I can't say because that rules out answers for you.
Does it?
Yeah.
How so?
Oh, I'm not gonna.
No, I meant what's the score? What can you tell me the score?
Oh, sorry. The highest one was 87. The second highest one was 84.
And this is the third one.
And the third highest is 83.
Okay.
Which game?
Which game in the series is it? Yeah.
Okay. Change my answer.
Nice.
Still gonna be wrong.
You never know.
Got a 1 in 46 chance.
Kev, we'll come to you. What was your answer?
Kingdom Hearts 1?
Is incorrect. Craig?
Kingdom Hearts 2?
Is incorrect. The correct answer is Kingdom Hearts 3.
I wrote 3 and it's scribbled
it
out.
It has to be 2 or 3, but yeah. I assumed that 3 was the better one.
Damn.
All right, we come to question 3. How many Guardians of Light, and I've helped you out here, these are Keyblade wielders, all of them, are there by the end of Kingdom Hearts 3? And I would give you one extra point for every member of the Guardians of Light you can name.
The Keyblade holders, and we have to name them.
How many are there?
Yeah, how many are there? They're known as the Guardians of Light.
So only the good ones.
The good ones, not the bad ones. How many are there, and how many can you name? There's a point for everyone that you can name on top of the 3 points for the correct answer of how many.
Do nobody's count?
Do nobody's count? I cannot say.
I see. And fucking, I don't know. You can tell by this answer that I've only played Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 properly.
The only ones I know. How do you feel about this one, Kev?
If I guess a certain number, can I only guess that many names? Or can I just start writing down names? Get an extra point for each one?
Oh, yeah, you write whatever you want, you know? You know.
So you can just start writing 100 names and you're just going to wait until he gets them.
He won't have time, you know. Yeah, okay. He won't have time. How are you guys? I'll give you another like 10 seconds or so to get this just down.
You look like you're doing something very important. Gave us those 10 seconds for a reason.
Yeah, just so I could actually write down the answers, because I did not have the answers down there for the extra names. So we'll go to Craig first. We'll go to the first. How many are there in the Guardians of Light? What did you say?
7.
Is the correct answer, Kevin?
I said 4.
It's the incorrect answer. So, Craig, you get 3 points for the question of 7. We'll turn to now names. Craig.
I can only say what's written now, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll say Mickey, Roxas, Sora, Aqua, Ventus, Kyrie. I don't know who that is.
That's 5 of the 7. That's an extra 5 points. Oh, yeah.
Sweet. What?
Yeah. Kevin.
I said Sora.
Yes.
Riku.
Yes.
Kyrie.
Yes.
Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
Roxas.
Not correct.
You said Roxas twice, didn't you?
No, I said Riku.
But I will give you, Kevin, 4 points for the four correct names you gave there.
Nice.
We go on to. Oh, I didn't say Riku. Yeah. It's like Roxas. That is him. Yeah,
it didn't. The five were Ventus, Aqua, Sora, Riku, Axel, Kairi, Mickey.
Axel.
Yes.
He ends up with Keyblade.
But who is. There's Aqua, Ventus, and who is the other one?
Terra. But he does not become a Guardian of Light by the end of Kingdom Hearts 3. He's saved by the end of Kingdom Hearts 3 and becomes one in the lore afterwards.
I've already impressed.
I got to the Toy Story world and was like, yeah, I'm done.
That is so fair. All right. Question number four. Who is the main character in Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue?
What the hell is he talking? Does he mean Kingdom Hearts 2?
No. I mean Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter
Which game
Prologue.
Is that?
It's Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue.
It can't possibly be that. Is
that's
it it's a remaster or something?
Nope, that's the title.
Character.
That is the title for that game.
I'm just like randomly naming Kingdom Hearts characters now. Of the few I know.
He was the main character.
The main bad guy, right?
No, just mean the character.
You play as this
you
character.
You play as this character, yes. They're not a bad guy.
I mean, it can't possibly be Sora, right? Otherwise he wouldn't have said 2.8, blah, 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 blah.
You never know. Kingdom Hearts is wacky enough.
I knew there was going to be a Kingdom Hearts round. I'm still angry there's a Kingdom Hearts round. Let's ask some more Final Fantasy questions.
Yeah, I'm just going to guess what I think you were going
to
guess.
Okay. Kev, we'll go to you first. What did you say?
I just said Roxas.
Is incorrect. Craig?
Roxas said Roxas. Because I was like, if he gets it right, then at least we'll
play. Is it Aqua?
It is Aqua, yes.
Bollocks!
It is Aqua. It is Aqua.
You've already won. There's no way I can claw back points if this... Is this the last round?
No, there's one more round after.
Oh my God.
Plenty of points in the last round as well. Don't worry about it. Question number five. Sora's nobody, Roxas, has the appearance of which Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep character?
No.
I could write questions about Kingdom Hearts for fucking days and days. It's just so much...
It's just outrageous.
Wacky shit.
It's outrageous.
Yeah.
He looks like
this. Well, yes, his appearance
is is the same as your man. I don't know,
Craig.
I name characters and
I need to name one character.
Is it Ventus?
That is the correct answer.
Oh my God.
Kev, what did you say?
I said Aqua.
Oh, that is not the correct answer.
That's a girl's name.
I don't know.
Now, gentlemen, the Kingdom Hearts round is all over.
Thank fuck. Although I cleaned
you
up an hour.
You did great. Yeah.
You did.
I hate that, though.
Way better.
I erased.
We come to round five in the final round of the Gift of Gaming podcast quiz, and this is the Gift of Gaming Thieves. So, there are 3 points per correct answer on this. There are 2 points per steal. Now, there are 3 steals allowed. That's all. You only get 3 steals throughout this. There's 20 questions.
That's a lot. Oh, 20 questions.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is you're each going to get 10 questions. So I'm going to let you decide who takes even number questions, who takes odd number questions. And then what we'll do as the question is being read out, before the other person answers the question, you can shout steal. And if you get it wrong, you get 2 points. But if you get it right, you get 2 points. If you get it wrong, you lose 2 points.
But the steal, does that then mean you don't get it your next turn?
No, you get your next turn.
Okay,
the next turn
you
comes
should
back
definitely
to you.
Use all three then.
You should absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, use them when you're sure you're going to get the right answer. Yeah, otherwise, you can lose. There's a risk to the steal. Yeah. So you get 3. I'll keep them marked as we go. And so,
what if the person who knows yells out their answer immediately?
What so someone what has to. Someone them? Has to say steal before the other person begins their answer.
Okay.
Should they not always have an option to steal? Or are you allowing it that if the person is just so quick to say it that they can just get...
Yeah, or like I could read out a question, someone go, I think I know this. And if you know the answer straight away, you're like, steal, I know this. I'm going to answer the question.
The person who doesn't steal, could they just go, Roxas, and then it's too late?
No. So you're each going to be asked... what we'll do is I've got 20 questions. You get 10 each. So I'm going to ask Kevin a question and you can choose to steal that and they'll come to you for your question.
Yes, but what if Kev just immediately answers before you've time to say, do you want to steal?
I'm not going to ask if you want to steal. You have to shout steal before the person begins answering the question. Okay. You're not going to get... I'm not going to be like, would you like to steal this? You have to get in there. Be a thief, you know?
Yeah, this should
be
okay. So is this just general?
This is just complete gaming general knowledge.
Cool.
Okay.
Who would like to take even questions? Who would like to take odd questions? Even numbers, odd numbers.
I'll take odd.
You're on odd. So we'll go to you first, Kevin. What video game series is Captain Price a main character in?
Like staring at Craig waiting for him
steal.
To steal.
Oh, Craig?
Call of Duty.
That's correct. It's 2 points. And that is one steal. That is one steal.
Why are you looking at me? You bet you probably could have got that. But you're just
Yeah.
Craig, we come to you for question number 2.
Nice.
Oh, sorry, excuse me. I just have to put this in here. So yes, to steal. And this is your first question. Question number two. What was the original name of Sonic the Hedgehog? This is a multiple choice. A, Mr. Needlemouse. B, Blue Hedgehog. C, Adam. D, Fast Hedgehog.
Can you say them again?
Yep. A, Mr. Needlemouse. B, Blue Hedgehog. C, Adam. D, Fast Hedgehog.
Go with B, the Blue Hedgehog.
That is the incorrect answer.
Is the Fast Hedgehog?
Nope, Mr. Needlemouse.
Was it Mr. Needlemouse? Yeah. Is that like a Japanese translation or something? I wonder.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
I like Mr. Needlemouse.
Kev, we come to
I
you.
I like Adam as well.
What card game related to the Warcraft universe did Blizzard release in 2014?
Hearthstone.
Correct. 3 points.
I never really got that.
Craig, your second question. What famous cheat code provided you with more money in the Sims games?
What was the name of the cheat?
What famous cheat code provided you with more money in the Sims games?
You want me to just say the buttons? Or?
No, so it's so in the Sims you typed in words for cheats. It wasn't like a button combination.
Never ever played the Sims. So. No, I don't know. Sorry.
Kevin, would you like to try your first steal or anything? Remember, it's 2 points if you get it wrong.
Yeah, 2 points if I get it wrong. No, I'll the moment you say it, I'll be annoyed.
The correct answer is Motherload.
Yeah.
That means nothing to me.
Kev, we come to you for your next question. Sorry, I just need to make sure I mark this. Perfect. We come to you for your next question. Blathers is the name of the nocturnal museum curating owl in what series of Nintendo video games?
Steel. Animal Crossing.
Oh, the steal came in before he said, yeah.
That was the answer. Animal Crossing. See, I predicted that would happen. That's why I was like, does it count? But I did say steal.
You did say steal beforehand, and I'm sure you're going to say it, so I'm going to give you the 2 points there. Sorry, Kev. My apologies. Question number three for you, Craig, in this round. We come to, released in 1999, what was the first video game to predominantly feature taking pictures with a camera as the main focus of the game?
Pokemon Snap.
That is the correct answer. 3 points.
Good answer.
Patrick, let me get in there.
Kevin, your fourth...
2 more seconds, I would have been in there.
Your fourth question. Desmond Miles is a fictional character and the main protagonist of the first few installments in what series of video games?
Steel.
I'm down.
Like, that was my last steal.
That's
your
last
steal.
Okay, great. It's Assassin's Creed.
That is correct. It's 2 points.
I can't steal anymore. Like, yeah. You know? But at least
I was thinking of Miles Morales. I was like, Spider-Man?
Craig, we come to you. Kev, do keep in mind you have 3 steals left.
Oh, good.
And Craig has none. Yeah, so,
what question is this?
This is question number 8 overall, but it is Craig's fourth question. Yeah. Dachshund and Friends, Lab and Friends, and Chihuahua and Friends are 3 versions of the 2005 US release of what video game?
What did he say? Something and Friends?
Dachshund and Friends.
Dachshund and Friends.
Lab and Friends. And Chihuahua and Friends are the 3 versions of the 2005 US release of what video game?
You want to steal that one? No. You sure?
I don't.
It's got to be some sort of animal game. So yeah. Both 3D or some shit.
That is incorrect.
I'm going to notice as well when you say it. It sounds familiar.
Nintendogs is the correct answer.
Ah, damn it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Kev, coming to you.
Can't steal this one, Craig. Jokes on you.
What is the name of the main protagonist in Gears of War?
This is... Oh. All your questions are fucking easy.
Marcus.
Do you know the full name?
Do I need to?
No, you don't.
Yes! That's bullshit.
No, and then there's the coal train.
Hey, Marcus. Yes. That's a whole fucking army. It's 10,000 Marcus.
Yeah, you're not playing as a bunch of
Marcus Phoenix.
That is correct. But Phoenix, no points for you. We turn to you, Craig. In the game The Last of Us, what is the name of the fungal infection that has decimated humanity?
Steel. Oh, wait. No, I'm afraid that it's not the same as the TV show Cordyceps.
That is correct.
All right.
Thank you. I didn't know the answer.
Oh, good.
You just wasted the steal.
Well, no, I got it right.
I know, but I got 2 points. I would have got it wrong, so you would have got that regard.
Oh, nice. We come to you, Kevin, now with your question. In which game do players explore the underwater city of Rapture?
Oh, my God. Bioshock.
That is correct.
You already stole 3 questions. You got all
three
right.
I steal more. I can steal all of yours, and I can't answer any of mine.
Too bad.
Craig, we come to you then. What is the name of the protagonist in the Half-Life series?
Craig's doing like maths in here. Carry to 3.
You don't have any idea on this one, Kev?
No clue. I played Half-Life 2 briefly on the PC years ago.
Adam.
It is incorrect. The correct answer is Gordon Freeman. He appeared in the Battle Royale series of the first season of the Gifted Gaming podcast. Check it out, patreon.com/giftedgaming.
Nice.
Thank you. Kevin, your next question. What year did the original Doom release?
The original Doom?
Original Doom, very first Doom.
1986? I don't know.
Incorrect. 1993.
Oh.
I was going to say 95.
I thought it was late 80s, yeah.
Craig, we come to you. PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo each do an online, generally pre-recorded video which talks about upcoming games and news. What is each title of these videos? So what is the title of PlayStation's, Xbox, and Nintendo's?
Okay. Well, the Nintendo Direct.
That's one.
Oh, I need all three.
You need all three.
Fuck. The PlayStation State of Play.
That is correct.
Nice.
Fuck, I've never once watched the Xbox. How the hell would I know? Oh, they'll be like, oh, you can get this on Games Pass now.
That is an
Xbox.
Oh,
and by the way,
like,
we've closed all the companies you like. Thanks, Xbox. State of Play, Direct. It could be anything. That's just Showcase.
That is the correct answer.
What? Yeah, I was thinking that. That was a good guess.
I was just like, that makes sense.
Now, Kevin, I'm just keeping this in mind for you. You've got two steals left. Craig has three questions left. So just be mindful.
So I should
that.
Be stealing more.
Yeah, or just, you know, when you think you can, I guess. Yeah.
I definitely could have stolen that one.
Could you? You knew all three?
Yeah.
Once I'd said one, like if I'd said Nintendo Direct, he couldn't
I
steal.
I hesitated because I was.
So I couldn't have named two and he could steal and then just say that. That's bullshit.
Yeah, but it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. So what are you worried about? You got 3 points. Quit your belly aching. You know?
Oh, that would have been crazy. If you'd swept, no, I'd have flipped the table. If you jumped in there and stole after I'd named two out of three. Yeah.
I think the actual thing was that you have to say steal before the person begins answering the question. So
you think now that it's over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you would have allowed it at the time.
Maybe, I don't know.
You definitely would.
Depends how I felt.
You're like, oh, Kev's losing slightly. I better give him a hand.
Kev, the next question comes
so
to
corrupt.
You. The Switch 2 has a new C button on its Joy-Con and new Pro controllers. What does it stand for?
Chat.
Correct. Correct.
I can't steal. Nothing I can do.
No. Craig, we come to you. What number game in the series is Kingdom Hearts 3? Is it the 6th, 8th, 10th, or 12th game in the series?
That's outrageous.
Kingdom Hearts 3, 6th, 8th, 10th, or 12th.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. That seems way too many, but I'll... 10.
That is the correct answer.
Oh, yeah. It was 10 or 12.
The last two. Yeah.
Kevin, Switch Sports released an update in June 2024, which added which new sport?
I turned it on not that long ago to play some golf, and I saw it, and now I can't think of it. I don't know. Pickleball?
What did you say?
I said pickleball.
Pickleball is the incorrect answer. It was, in fact, basketball.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Craig, we come to you again. Kevin, just reminding
you.
It's either steal now or don't steal. Craig, in what year was the very first Final Fantasy game released?
Steal. I don't notice.
You can lose 2 points if you get it wrong.
I know, but I've lost anyway.
Oh, shit.
1980. This is definitely in the 1980s. 1987 was in 1997. 1986.
That is the incorrect answer. The correct answer was 1987.
Oh, yep. So close.
So
close.
So just got to go minus two there.
That's all right.
On that one. Can we come to your final question?
I'm just going to answer all your questions now. Sit back and relax, Craig.
I still you got like nothing it, else to your do. Your first three questions, yeah. I just can't do anything.
Can we come to you? Which game developer created the critically acclaimed role-playing game series, The Elder Scrolls?
Steel.
Wow, mm-hmm. Kevin. You are dumb. Oh, Oblivions and Morrowind and Skyrim were made by... I can sing the song before Skyrim came out, the new Elder Scrolls game.
Sing it. Maybe it'll help jog your memory.
Goodbye, Mom. And actually, I shouldn't sing that on air. I don't know. It's not Ubisoft, but Ubisoft.
No, Bethesda is the
correct
answer.
Bethesda, of course.
It's so easy.
It's so easy. I'm so shit.
Craig, we come to your last question. What was the best-selling game on the PlayStation?
With the original PlayStation?
Yeah.
PlayStation 1?
Yeah.
Steel. Because I've lost anyway.
Okay, Kev, what do you think it is?
Let me guess before you tell them, though.
The best-selling game...
On the PS1.
On the PS1.
It's a very hard one to guess.
It is a hard one. It's probably one of the big, like, I was going to say 7, but I don't think it was 7. Although it would be very, like, Darren to make the last question and the whole thing, like, the answer for that to be Final Fantasy 7. Mm-hmm.
But that's on the PlayStation. I'd say Final Fantasy 7 has overall, but on the PlayStation 1, I doubt it, you know? Like, it's been played so much since.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be talking. Wait, this is my question.
I'm going to say Crash Bandicoot.
It's incorrect, Steel. That's another minus 2 points.
That's fine.
Craig?
Is it Crash Bandicoot?
No, that is also incorrect. It's Gran Turismo.
That's what I said, Crash Bandicoot. Didn't I?
Yep. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought you actually made me Final Fantasy 7. Sorry.
Gran Turismo.
Best-selling game. Yep.
Really?
Best-selling game on the PlayStation. Mad. Yeah.
I would have thought 7. Like, does it count? You know the way they used to give away PlayStations with Final Fantasy 7? You think that would have counted?
Oh, yeah, for their...
Yeah, like, I mean, it would count. Thing. It counts as a sale.
But still, Gran Turismo
I'm going to let you chat amongst yourselves about how much you enjoyed or didn't enjoy that quiz while I taught up the scores.
So. No, it was fun. I just hated that, like, I pulled ahead... In the like, if I've won, it's just because of Kingdom Hearts. And
do you have like a running total going, or can you see where I slipped off? Was it the Kingdom Hearts round? Like, I've definitely lost. 110% lost.
The Kingdom Hearts really helped Craig.
I hate that.
I love it. I love
that's
it.
That's a massive
I love it because you
itself.
Hate it.
Yeah, I hate that. But like, when it came to those 20 questions, like the first at least 8 of yours, I knew instantly, like without a second.
Yeah.
If you had said like the even numbers and I got the odd, I would have cleaned up on that last round. Damn.
You still kind of cleaned up.
I mean, I'm annoyed though that I got that fucking Kingdom Hearts question even in that. Those state of getting the state of play and the...
That was a good guess.
The Xbox Showcase. I should have stolen that for sure. I also hesitated on the showcase part. Like, I knew the direct and the state of play, but I couldn't think of the showcase.
But you would have got it?
I think I would have gotten it, but like, I knew it. Yeah, I would have gotten it because I knew it before you said it. Like, once you got there,
I've never ever watched one, so I don't know how I got
that. Neither have I.
I think just from being around
Luke.
Yeah, maybe.
Mr. Xbox Games Pass himself.
Yeah. Any new games, Luke? Nope.
Sweet Jesus.
The whole console war thing is kind of over, isn't it?
Not to me, it isn't.
Very, very evidently not.
No, it sucks. I don't know what Microsoft are doing. It just really annoys me.
Because I was talking to Aiden about this yesterday, maybe? About the life cycle of the PS5. Because we're
not
5?
But we're like 2020, didn't it?
Yeah, we're past the halfway mark.
Mm. Yeah. Which is nuts. So as in, like, the reason I was saying that is the we might hear something, like, rumors about, assuming it's an 8-year life cycle or whatever, we'll hear about the PS6 in the next couple of years. But, like, are we going to hear about the Xbox?
I don't know. Well, Xbox has a console, supposedly, in the works. There will be another Xbox
console. I would hope, though, from maybe the PlayStation 6 onwards, we can just switch out graphics cards, you know, and like it's not a PC, but it's a thing that components can be taken in or out of.
Yeah,
Because... They're getting like 800 now. Is just, it seems like if there is a PlayStation 6, it's not going to be €500. If the Switch 2 is €500, it's going to be 6-7 at least, and probably 800 just with inflation and all that type of shit. And I just don't think people can do that anymore. Every five to 10 years, you know, like it's just way too much money.
Well, gentlemen, I've totted up the scores, and I have the winner of this episode of the Gift of Gaming podcast quiz. Kevin, you finished with a total of 35 points overall. Craig, you won with 66 points.
Oh my, double the score! No, not double, nearly double.
You said you got 33, didn't you?
35.
Bollocks.
So Craig, you are the champ. You joined Daniel in the Hall of Fame of Gift of Gaming podcast winners. Kevin, you join Andrew in the you don't know as much as the other guy pile.
Are we going to have like a dummy face-off round with me and Andrew?
Might do,
where both of us sit here and go, and then get it wrong. And Craig sits at home yelling at his phone as he's listening.
I'll be like listening the next day. Steal!
So Craig, did that pass your fairness test as a quiz?
Yeah, but there were a couple of moments where you were clearly going easy on Kev. I don't like that at all. You know, I'd rather you just be cutthroat and lethal. Like that Marcus answer should not have counted.
That's all I had on my page was Marcus.
You just thought, I'll read the word Marcus. Phoenix is clearly right beside it, and I'll just stop.
But also, you had no complaints when I asked for the villain's name of Final Fantasy 15. He's got a first and last name.
Yeah,
and you
skull
had
Skull and Face. That's
no,
two
no,
words.
No. That's Metal Gear Solid. I'm talking about Final Fantasy 15. I asked for who was the villain.
Well, I didn't get it regardless.
I know, but I was only asking for the first name there as well.
Well, we don't know that.
But I said
he
the answer was
he
Arden.
He did say the answer was Arden.
That's all I asked for.
Arden.
You know?
But like nobody was getting
Arden
that regard. It's not a case of John or Jim. It's fucking Arden. Like name nobody on the planet. Like, you know, it's like saying,
Greg,
what's the name?
You won by almost twice my point. It's okay.
He was asking me if it was a fair contest. That wasn't.
No, I should have beaten him by more.
That's true.
He almost doubled it. He's like, no, it was unfair. It was for Kevin.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me on this quiz. I hope you enjoyed it. I had fun.
Well, it was good. Yeah, I enjoyed.
Yeah. We're going to do a post show after this. I hope you guys are aware. And we're going to go.
And now.
We're going to do our Battle Royale, our next round. We'll pick a character. So if you're looking forward to listening to that, check out patreon.com/thegiftofgamingpodcast.
I do love these Battle Royales now because of that third mechanic we've added. Like, it changes the game.
Yeah, it's very... It's a lot of fun, Kev. Excellent. You're about to be entertained.
I'm in for a
treat. Guys, thank you so much for coming. And to our listeners, as always and forever, let me know how you did on the quiz. And keep enjoying the gift that is gaming. Peace out.
Now he has to edit that out.